This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all. On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Dr. Adam Friedman, professor and chair of dermatology at the George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences, as he talks about generalized pustular psoriasis, also known as GPP. What exactly is generalized pustular psoriasis, and how does it differ from plaque psoriasis?
You know, I'm so glad you teed up that point, because I think that's one of the difficulties in distinguishing or even getting to the right diagnosis. So GPP, like psoriasis, is a chronic inflammatory condition that can affect multiple organ systems. Now, as a dermatologist, I'm going to be focused more on the skin, which for GPP, it can appear as painful, itchy rashes anywhere on the body, but uniquely will be studded or covered with these non-infectious pustules, meaning blisters filled with pus. Now, beyond the skin, given that it's a systemic disease, we can see patients having fever, joint pains, lethargy, and this can often lead to hospitalization. How do we distinguish between psoriasis and generalized pustular psoriasis? Well, at the cellular level, it's actually quite different. The drivers of disease, the key signals that push towards one versus the other are different. But from a clinical perspective, it's going to be just that. It's going to be putting the whole picture together. And generalized pustular psoriasis tends to have a different appearance in terms of how the rashes look. They often tend to be more round or annular, and those pustules have a tendency to follow that border. But that's, of course, to a trained eye. I think when it comes down to trying to distinguish or figuring it out, first, help is out there. You got some board-certified dermatologists. But also, you have GPPNME.com, which is a wonderful resource that consolidates all the information and more about this rare but rarely mild condition.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.